Okay, everyone can sing this in their head. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Oops, that's wrong. We all know it's wrong. It's peace on earth towards men of goodwill, right? That's one of the lessons I learned, and I studied it. I saw it in the Bible after Mr. Mendez announced it last week. Why? Why does it say that? Because right now, the world is trying to jab you to be happy. They want you to be all these emotions because it's the time, it's the season. Well, I don't care so much about the season, but today I wanted to talk to you about emotions. The emotions that we have. And more than just the emotions that we have, but how to overcome emotions. So today we'll have three emotions that overcome men and our godly response to those emotions. So the emotions that flood into our head that are not good, and then what God tells us we should be doing instead. You know what I'm going to say. The first emotion that you have right now during this time of the year is greed. Greed. This time of the year spikes violence like you've never seen. It spikes abuse, and it spikes just a lot of evil. But in part, inside of all that is greed. Companies have created Christmas. I think we all know that. Have made it commercialized. Because why? Money. They want more of it. It's said that a lot of companies are in the red. They're black. Or they're below the line of profitability. We'll just say that. Until this time of the year, Christmas. And then that's for the very first time they spike up above where they're actually profitable. Actually, most companies derive over 25% of their profits from Christmas. So are they motivated to, oh, everyone be happy, buy, 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 and give me your money? One of the most evil companies that you could think of is a company that is down the street. It's called Walmart. Walmart has a movement of pure evil. They have, last year, $524 billion in sales. They have 2.2 million workers. And the average Walmart employee has to go on food stamps. So they are such geniuses at Walmart. They know the state laws in all the states, and they pay the least amount of money to get their employees to be able to go to the state to get money from the state. So they design it that way because then the government will help the people out and they don't have to pay it because the government will. This is very well known in the organizations that are anti-Walmart movement into their communities. But it's just amazing. Can anyone guess how much the Walton family's worth? That I think there was four kids. They're worth right now roughly, I don't know, $200 billion. And they have the most amount of workers on food stamps. So what does that tell you? Is that greed? Is there any greed in there? I don't know. Christmas spending is usually around $1 trillion for the year. With a T. Wow. So they have told us to go spend. It is a commandment of the world. Thou shalt spend your money. And if you don't have it, thou shalt spend someone else's money. And if you can, please turn over to Acts 19, verse 23. Acts 19, verse 23. This goes back throughout all the Bible. Greed has been always a part. 19, verse 23. The title is The Riot at Ephesus. And reading through here, you can pick it up in verse 19, verse 23. Pick it up in verse 23. And about that time, there arose a great commotion about the way for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith who made silver shrines of Diana, brought no small profit to the craftsmen. Well, he didn't want God there because he was making a lot of money off of, well, a false god. So he didn't want the real God to be in his area. He wanted the money, the greed. So to get away from greed is sharing. To share. You don't have to turn this, but Leviticus 25, verse 35 through 37, the Bible has so much love and the discussions about sharing and the generosity. It says, take your brother in if your brother needs something, and do not charge him interest. Wow, isn't it amazing that God actually had to put the words in there, do not charge him interest, because he knows mankind. God loves a cheerful giver. God loves the visiting and caring for the orphans and the elderly. That makes God happy when we do that, because we put someone else above us. Buy something for them, give them your time, get away from the greed and the selfishness. This is how you overcome greed. So think to yourself, what can I do on my own? Is not God everything? I know that sometimes if you help someone out, you think, can I afford this? Do I have the money for that? And then I laugh at myself, because what's the point? If God wants us to have something, he'll give it to us. He will take care of us. Don't worry. Don't be greedy. So that's something that is inherent in humans. That's point number one, is the greed, and then the counter to that, God's response is generosity. Two, well, another emotion that God hates is pride. God hates pride. And pride is connected to pretty much most of the sins. You must buy the brand name, the top of the line, because you need to stick your chest out further. You need that latest technology because someone else can't be better than you. And greed leads to pride and debt. So I thought I would share with you a couple of the facts right now. In this 2020, what does the America look like as far as debt? Who is the worst generation? I always love these games. You know, who's the worst? Is it the baby boomers? We have some baby boomers. We have some silent generation. We got some millennials in here. We got Gen Z. Yeah. Who's the worst? Well, oh, and Gen X. You know, us really good-looking young people. Credit card debt. Well, Gen X has about an average of $8,000 in credit card debt. Auto loans. Who has the most auto loans? Gen X has the highest auto loans. The average person has $22,000 in automobile debt on top of the credit card debt. Who has the worst mortgage loans on average? Oh, Gen X, average balance of $240,000. Wow. Well, okay. I'm sure Gen X isn't that bad. Personal loans. Yes, here. Personal loans, which is the ones you just take out to spend. Baby boomers. Baby boomers have $20,000 in debt on average across this country. Student loans. Who's the worst at student loans? Oh, Gen X. $40,000 in student loan debt. And HELOC. Home equity line of credit. Who is dipping into their house and stealing the most out of their house? That would be Gen X. They steal about $50,000 on average out of their house on top of the mortgage. So that's pretty crazy. The average American has $91,000 in debt. That's just the average Joe in this country. That's remarkable. Because they want to keep up with the Joneses. They want to keep up with the Garcias. They want to Gimme, 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 gimme. The greed which goes into pride. I have to have the best because I am the best. So you don't need to turn there, but 1 John 2:16, if you want to write that down. 1 John 2:16, and then also Isaiah 2:12. The scriptures are beautiful about humbling yourself before the Lord. And that is the counter, the antidote, the medicine. Humble yourself. I know everyone in here is married, and that humbles you probably a lot. Your spouse says a word that, wow, she's totally right. I am now humble. I'm sure that's exactly how it goes. But humility is the counter of pride. So we are to humble ourselves before the Lord, and this is how you overcome the pride. You do not need to keep up with the Joneses. Believe me, they don't have anything that you have to have. And God gives us everything that we need. And you got to pray about it. If you want something, pray to God about it. And I remember a message given years ago, the glorious of not praying to God about something. You don't have to. Why? Well, because God answered your prayer. Do I ask for a wife anymore? No. I've got a wife. So I don't need to pray to God about that anymore. That used to be a focal point of my prayers, with a lot of pleases before and a pleases after. And God gave me my very, very specific wife. Point three, the last point. Loneliness. Loneliness. This time of the year is so evil. There is a massive spike in domestic abuse. There is a massive spike of hatred and jealousy, the pride, the greed, the debt, and the lies and deceit, all at this time of the year, which causes a tremendous amount of people to sink into a depressive loneliness. Isn't it amazing how this world replaced the holy days with holidays, and evil spawns out of the holidays, which are supposed to be fun? It's the greatest deception. Loneliness is linked to so many things. It's linked to death, suicides. It's linked to dementia. It's linked to a lot of illnesses because your body changes when you are deeply depressed and lonely. You're destroying your body, essentially. You don't have to turn there, but Philippians 4, verse 4. This is the antidote. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You can't be lonely if you have a heart that is rejoicing. You should never be lonely because we have God the Father. You know, one of the greatest gifts and internal joy that you should have is serving other people. Being with our brothers and sisters in Christ. I know that I look forward to this day to see you, to be with you, and to get my hugs and to greet each other and to find out how my brothers and sisters in Christ are doing. It is wonderful to be around everyone. And our attitude should be to serve and to rejoice. The greatest feeling is being close to God. We serve and gain closeness to our Lord Father. So, in conclusion, man was given emotions to apply properly when worshiping God. Instead of generosity, humility, and joyfulness, man has focused on greed, pride, and that results in loneliness. When you overcome the feelings that flood you due to the evil in this world, you can rejoice and be happy. Take those emotions out of it. Simply put, when we focus on God's way, the God's way of life, which is perfect, we can achieve the desired outcome. That is, to overcome the emotions of the world and be an example of God's true response.